Hi, it's April 1st, and no joke, it was on this day in 1957 that Slim Dusty recorded his hit, A Pub With No Beer. It officially became the first locally produced single to go to number one on the Australian charts.
But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
In 1976, young computer enthusiasts Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs founded Apple Computers.
Wow, so Steve Jobs came by and we started talking and we hit it off. He could describe things that he had done in electronics. I could describe myself and my computer interest in design.
And Brian Johnson was announced as the new lead singer of AC/DC on this day in 1980. He nearly didn't even make the audition.
They wouldn't say who it was. You know, they just said, I'm sorry, we can't tell you who it is because of the fact that there's been a bereavement in the band. Can I go to London? I can't afford it.
April 1st birthdays, and I'm sure they've heard all the jokes. We're starting with reggae singer Jimmy Cliff. He's 73. Former English Test captain, now commentator, David Gower is 64 today. He top scored with a double century against Australia in 1985.
There it is. That's a great 100. England needed a winner. They found one in David Gower.
Scottish singer Susan Boyle celebrates her 60th birthday today. She blew the judges away when she appeared on Britain's Got Talent in 2009.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Gina Jeffries, the Aussie country singer, is 53. She won one of her many golden guitar awards for this hit.
Girls night out, when the work is done, the girls go out to play.
Happy 48th birthday to Kim Wilson. She was on A Country Practice, All Saints, and hosted video smash hits.
Listen, everyone at home, we're having a Screaming Jets competition. A little bit more about that after this video.
And Aussie musician John Butler is 46. And tragically, it was on this day in 1984 that Motown legend Marvin Gaye was shot and killed by his own father a day before his 45th birthday.
Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Remembering Marvin Gaye on April 1st.